Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Tuesday, July 18th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. It's hot out, and we have solar flares, another train derailment, and this is no longer the nation's most popular major for college students. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, it is hot. Death Valley hit 128 degrees. It just missed 130, which would have tied the highest temperature observed worldwide in the past 90 years. Heat advisories, excessive heat warnings, and watches in 14 states. For the first time on record, an excessive heat warning issued for Miami over the weekend. Dangerously hot conditions with a heat index value up to 112 were expected. It's hitting Europe too. Summer is what's hitting. One island in Italy hit 117 degrees, almost Europe's all-time record. Rome's record is 105, hit 108. China had its hottest temperature ever, 126. And to add to our problems, the strongest category of solar flares could be emitted this week. Scientists in Russia and America observed three solar flares. They're called X-class flares. Solar flare is an explosion on the surface of the sun. Could last for minutes, could last for hours. One solar flare has so much energy in it, it could power the entire United States for 1 million years. And you're thinking, well, that's going to make us really hot. It actually doesn't. It affects internet outages and satellites and other technology, but it doesn't affect the temperature. A 40-car freight train derailed in eastern Pennsylvania on Monday, just north of Philadelphia, 20 cars off the track. One of them had hazardous materials, but no reports of anything leaking out yet. It was back in February when that train derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, and that controlled burn. But one of the problems with the news is once something's out of the news, people don't care about it anymore. For decades, about 20% of bachelor's degrees were given to teachers, people going to college to become teachers. Today, not so much. Back in 1971, 21% of college grads were in education. Today, it's 4%. Schools in all 50 states have reported teacher outages. One reason why the dip is so drastic, it's believed that women have more career options than in the 70s. The number one most popular college major today, business. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day next.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday in the summer of 1967, I worked as a water safety instructor for the town of Babylon, Long Island, New York. In the confines of that town, about 40 miles east of New York City, lies Gilgo Beach, which I know well. Classic summer spot full of surfers and families. Snack bar that's been there for 70 years. A few beach houses. Gilgo has a California vibe. Frankie and Annette could have shot their beach movies there. The area's beautiful seascape that at one time epitomized summer innocence. Now it's haunted forever. Between 1996 and 2011, a serial killer planted at least 10 bodies along the barrier island where Gilgo is. Most were sex workers. In the winter, depositing corpses in the dense scrub east of the beach would have been easy. No one around. Few people ever go into the scrub. Now, last week, police arrested 59-year-old Rex Hewerman for some of the Gilgo murders. It took more than a decade, but DNA science finally got him. Hewerman says he didn't do it. However, my analysis is the opposite. He's entitled to a defense, but I believe he'll eventually confess. He has a wife, a grown daughter, and a special needs son. More victims. Their lives are damaged forever. This story demonstrates that evil takes many forms. No one is immune from it. It appears at random. Stay alert. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Jorge Torres, Hodgkin, Georgia. I'm angry and depressed with FBI. Angry no one has paid a price for the corruption. And I'm depressed because I come from Cuba, where the totalitarian regime is doing what the FBI does. I feel like America is becoming another Cuba. Good letter, Jorge. James Sorty, Greentown, Pennsylvania. I was an NYPD supervisor of investigations for more than 13 years. I thought the FBI was corrupt when I was in office, but nothing was done about it 25 years ago. Today, I'm furious about their corruption. Oh, my. But Chris Christie thinks that Ray's doing a good job. Jason Cope, Mountain Home, Arkansas. Someone who read Killing the Mob, I believe Christopher Wray's FBI is vastly more dangerous than J. Edgar Hoover's FBI. Hoover was the problem. All right, one guy back in Killing the Mob. And if you want to know about the FBI, that's a book to read. Wray is a problem, but there's a lot of other problems. That's the difference. Ed Wayranch, Austin, Texas. On the Noseman News, you listed several corrupt acts by the FBI, including lying to the FISA court. What did the FISA judge do about it? Nothing. Judges really, very rarely do they make public statements. They should have, but I don't know of one FISA judge that did. Leo, if huge numbers of our citizens don't care if the FBI is corrupt, then the crazies have won. We can all sing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. A lot of apathy. A lot of people don't even know it. They're not paying attention. Concierge member Wayne. Thank you, Wayne. Democrat politicians are fine with corruption as long as it serves their ends. I think that's accurate, but it's Republicans too, not just Democrats. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 54 years ago today, one of the most prominent politicians in America wrecked his car after a barbecue in eastern Massachusetts. The senator did not report the deadly crash for 10 hours. Here's the story of Ted Kennedy in Chappaquiddick. On July 18, 1969, most Americans huddled around the TV set to watch the Apollo 11 lunar landing. But in New England, Kennedy and his cousin were hosting a cookout on Chappaquiddick Island, part of Martha's Vineyard. The party was a reunion for staffers of the slain Robert Kennedy's 1968 presidential campaign. Bobby was Ted's older brother, as you know. Following his assassination 1 year earlier, Ted Kennedy assumed the family's presidential ambitions. By 1969, Teddy was elected majority whip in the U.S. Senate, was an early frontrunner for the 72 Democratic presidential nomination. Around 11 p.m., Kennedy, a married man, left the party with 28-year-old Mary Jo Kopechne. While driving down a beach road, Ted went off that road, flipped his Oldsmobile off a wooden bridge and into a stream. The senator escaped the car. Mary Jo did not. The senator quietly returned to his hotel room, changed his clothes, and incredibly went to sleep. At 9:45 the next morning, 10 hours later, Kennedy reported the accident to local police. Mary Jo Kopechne's body was removed from the underwater wreckage. She had drowned. The incident became a worldwide scandal. While Kennedy vehemently denied he was drunk or having an affair with the woman, he ultimately pleaded guilty to leaving the scene of an accident. He received a 2-month suspended sentence. The fix was in. The death of Mary Jo Kopechne ended Kennedy's presidential prospects, however. George McGovern went on to win the Democratic Party's nomination in 1972, followed by Jimmy Carter in 1976. And here's something else you might not know. Edward Kennedy remained in the Senate until his death in 2009. The value of Mr. Kennedy was to his party as an elder statesman, and Massachusetts voters did not reject him. Kennedy died at his home in Hyannisport from brain cancer. It was 20 miles from the scene of the accident. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.